HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello. These are the top news for the day.
Five soldiers were killed in an exchange of fire with terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir on Monday. The encounter with heavily armed terrorists took place in a forested area in Poonch district. Three other gunfights were reported on Monday in Kashmir, in Bandipora, Anantnag, and Shopian. The latest casualties are the worst security forces have suffered in anti-insurgency operations in Jammu and Kashmir this year. Air quality in Delhi has started deteriorating. 7 stations out of 36 in the national capital fell to the poor category, according to CPCB. The air quality index for the city as a whole was 166 on Monday. However, it was worse in Shadipur, Lodhi Road, Wazirpur, Anand Vihar, and Chandni Chowk. All these places recorded an AQI of more than 200. The last time the city's AQI rose above 200 was on July 2nd. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting on the issue of power crisis. Some states have flagged concerns about depleting coal supply. Shah told Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi and Renewable Energy Minister R.K. Singh to ensure uninterrupted supply. The meeting lasted for an hour and was also attended by officials from the coal and power ministries. The power ministry said on Sunday that any fear of disruption in power supply is entirely misplaced. Kolkata Knight Riders ended Virat Kohli's dream to win the IPL title as captain of Bangalore. RCB crashed out of the 2020 tournament after losing the eliminator by 4 wickets. Sunil Narayan scored with bat and ball and was instrumental in Kolkata's win. Bangladesh all-rounder Shakib Al Hasan hit the winning run. Kohli had announced that he will step down as captain of the side after this season. Maruti Suzuki witnessed a twofold dip in production in September amid the chip crisis. The production of Gypsy, Ertiga, S-Cross, Vitara Abrezza and XL6 was affected, the company said. Other models too saw their production going down significantly. Various automakers in the country are struggling with the semiconductor chip shortage. These are silicon chips that cater to control and memory functions.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.